Thank you for calling CVS Pharmacy, located at 1002 South Busey Road, Mount Prospect, Illinois. If you're a healthcare provider or calling from a doctor's office, press 2 now. In a few words, please tell me what you're calling about.
Speak to a pharmacist.
Okay, the pharmacy. For all COVID-19 related questions, say COVID or press 9. Which would you like? Say, refill a prescription or press 1. Prescribers or press 2. Get prescription status or press 3. Check prescription cost or press 4. Hear pharmacy hours or press 6. Or speak with the pharmacy or press 7. For immediate service, please try our easy-to-use CVS Pharmacy app, where you can refill prescriptions, check your order status, and more. To receive a one-time text with a link to download the CVS app, say yes or press 1 and confirm your mobile number. Otherwise, say no or press 2. One moment while I transfer you to the pharmacy for assistance.
Hi, thanks for calling CVS Pharmacy. How can I help you?
Hello, my name is Phil Rice, and I would like to speak to a pharmacist, please.
Okay, hold on just a second. She's busy with the call, okay? I put you in hold for a
few minutes. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you know CVS Pharmacy offers over 15 vaccines for you and your family? Like shingles, pneumonia, hepatitis B, and more. Visit cvs.com/vaccines to schedule yours today. Did you know you can manage prescription refills and check order status with an account? Create an account in the CVS Pharmacy app or at cvs.com.
How can I help you?
Hello, my name is Phil Rice. I'm calling you from Aurora, Colorado.
Oh, okay.
And if you're like any pharmacist I've ever spoke with before, you're very busy, and you may wind up being mad at me because I called you. I really just needed to speak to a pharmacist in Illinois.
Yeah, I'm one of them. How can I help you, sir?
All right, so I'm calling about a CVS prescription that I have. It's It's from a CVS pharmacy that I got mail order from 1780, Wall Street. And so I have a question about this particular prescription, and then I have one or two questions that are just generally about pharmacies in Illinois. I could have easily, I think, answered these questions myself if I was willing to get my car and drive there, but it's kind of a long way for me to go.
Indeed, I agree.
If you're willing, let me ask my questions. If you wind up just getting mad and saying, no, I'm not going to answer, I won't really hold it against you, but if you'll at least listen to my questions. My first question is, I'm trying to find out the name of the pharmacist in charge at the Wall Street Mount Prospect Pharmacy. I've literally spent over 5 hours trying to hunt this down. I've called the state board in Illinois 3 or 4 or 5 times. It's almost crazy the amount of difficulty I'm having with it. I know that you're probably not going to know it right off the top of your head.
Yes, you're right. I unfortunately do not, as that, although it's the same like company as us, it's a completely different entity. We're in their mail order, and I'm like a retail pharmacy here in Mount Prospect.
I understand that. But if you wanted to try and find that out, to look that up, how would you go about it? Is there some magic? I mean, I literally downloaded and read the pharmacy law in Illinois.
Uh-huh.
It says that that information shows up on their license.
Correct.
And
you should be able to find out through Illinois Department of Public Regulation.
Is there a phone number that you would call, somebody that you would ask? Is there some way that pharmacists would be able to get that information?
I would probably not call, but like if I were to look it up on IDFPR website and you put in the facility name, you may be able to see on the license. I mean, I don't think you necessarily would be able to see the specific license because that's not readily available for public, but you should at least be able to see that they have a license. I can't necessarily tell you if the information about who's the pharmacy manager would be on public information. But it has to be on the license, which is what we physically put in on a plaque here, so that if there is some sort of auditor or someone from the state, they'd be able to see what the license and what the license, if it's valid.
It sounds like you're not able to pull a rabbit out of your hat.
No, I am not able to do that for you, unfortunately. Even if I were to look up, I mean, I know who the retail pharmacists are, but for mail order, if I could give you a phone number, you could certainly try to speak to pharmacists there and see if they'd be able to assist you with that, if there's a specific concern that you want to bring it up to them.
Is there some way you could look up a phone number that I could call that would get me to...
I can give you a phone number, and you could speak to someone, either a technician or a pharmacist line,
if you
have a specific concern about them, then you could address it with them.
Anybody that would answer the phone at their facility would be fine. I found a number, but when I dialed it, I got a message that said this is not a working number.
Yeah, so the number I have may lead you to Mount Prospect, but it could be any mail order. Like, I don't even have a direct number for me to contact them, even if they're just a stone throw away from me or something.
If you've got a number, I'll write it down. I'll try it.
Yeah, you can certainly try. Yeah, you ready?
Go ahead.
866-241-7414.
All right. I wonder if that's the number that's on my prescription.
And then you could always call a member service on the back of your insurance card if you have Caremark, assuming you do, because you get mail order.
Trust me. That was 5 hours ago that I did that. I wound up speaking to a pharmacist in Arizona. They have no clue. So I'm looking here. Let's see. There is a phone number. I just wonder. Okay, never mind. Okay. Are you the pharmacist in charge there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So if you don't mind, I don't take this the wrong way. This is not a trick question. I've looked up the laws here in Colorado only to find that when you find out what the laws are and then you walk into a pharmacy here in Colorado, you find that what the law says and what they actually do in practice are two completely different things. What I found when I read the law in Illinois, it looked pretty similar to what we have here in Colorado. It says, for example, that the retail pharmacy in Illinois, if I read it right, is required to put their license up, I forget what it said, conspicuously display or something like that, which is a little bit vague, but it made it sound like if I walked into your pharmacy there just as a customer, that if I looked around, that I would be able to find it and see it, and I would be able to see your license number and then your name and maybe your license number.
Yep.
It would just be out where I could see it. Is that right? Would I see that if
that
I walked
correct.
In your
I mean, for Illinois, that is. I can't say that would be the same for Colorado, but for Illinois, that is correct. If you walk into my pharmacy, you'll see all of our licenses.
All right, so that's fine. And then the one other question I had was identification. It said your name, and then does your identification identify you as pharmacist in charge? Is that what your identification
says?
It says
pharmacy manager. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. And for name, does name mean Bob, or does it say Bob Smith? Is it a first name, last name, or just the first name?
Mine specifically says my first and last name.
All right. Do you know, is that a requirement? Do they always do that?
I don't believe the last name is a requirement as long as your name's on there.
So you think maybe first name, they could get away with that?
Yes, I don't know that off the top of my head, but for CVS, all pharmacists, it's typically first and last name.
So at CVS anyway.
Can you back out of line 7 for me, whatever's there?
Okay.
I'm sorry, sir?
I think what you said is at CVS anyway, they always pick first and last name. Is that right?
My area here, we have our boss specifically made us name tag or had order for us that has our first and last name.
All right. Fair enough.
So.
Listen, I want to thank you very much for being patient with me. I really
appreciate it. I hope
you
find out what you're looking for.
All right. Bye now.
Mm-hmm. Bye.